Craven Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584.
The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill, offer you best wishes for the season and look forward to greeting you in 1985. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill. Phone Ludlow 890-880.
Panel Repairs Ludlow would like to extend their thanks to all their past and present customers and wish you all the season's greetings. Panel Repairs, Burway Trading Estate, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 4101.
The time of goodwill is here again, and Hopewells of Tenbury would like to wish all their customers the compliments of the season. Thank you for your custom, and we hope we can be of service to you in 1985. Hopewells of Tenbury. Telephone Tenbrywells 811-318.
Sheldon's The Butchers wish everyone the season's greetings and hope you have a happy new year. Sheldon's of the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow, for fresh and cooked meats.
These seasonal greetings are extended to you, as we like to be of service too. C.L. Bodnam would like to say thanks to all of our customers as well as their banks. Best wishes are offered from all of us here, and C.L. Bodnam wish you good cheer. C.L. Bodnam on Stokes and Milborough 681.
Sunshine 103.5 VHF. Wishing Clee Hill a happy new year.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
From 1966, and we all live in a yellow submarine. Coming up at 2 o'clock, or just after the news at 2 o'clock, is Professor Sir Aloysius Spalloni with his festive thing. He'll be playing lots of music from the dance bands, and specifically from the 30s and 40s, featuring the music of Glenn Miller. So that's some good stuff coming up for you just after the 2 o'clock news. To take us a little bit nearer to that time, here's that sound that we love and enjoy. The sound of tills ringing.
Yeah.
Wood and Wizard with his Christmas hit Again. I wish it could be Christmas every day, don't you? Well, I'm nipping off now, nipping off home to have my Christmas lunch with all the rest of the family. So I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, or Happy Christmas, what's left of it, and enjoy yourselves. Don't get too drunk, and if you're out on the roads, please take it easy. We'll go out with this one from Greg Lake. I believe in Father Christmas. He must exist.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A bay of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him in through his disguise.
Seventeen kilohertz, 299 meters. The news on Sunshine.
A Christmas family celebration in Greater Manchester has turned into a gruesome tragedy after 9 people, all related, died in a house fire in Bury. 4 of them were children. The fire broke out early this morning, sweeping through the terraced house, leaving a trail of destruction. Stuart Flinders reports.
The blaze didn't spread beyond the living room of the house where there was an open fire, but within minutes, poisonous carbon monoxide fumes had made their way upstairs where the party revelers had gone to bed an hour earlier. As the fire took hold, neighbours saw people jumping through the windows of the house, and one man is critically injured with skin and flesh torn from his body. 3 people died after being brought out by firemen, but 6 charred bodies are still inside the building. They're so badly burned, it'll take hours to identify them. Stuart Flinders, IRN, Manchester.
The Queen, in her Christmas broadcast, has chosen children as her theme in a year that's seen the birth of her 4th grandchild, Prince Harry. Her Majesty said we could all learn a lot from children's honesty and readiness to forgive, to help bring people closer together. And she said we should be grateful that at least we're living in a world of relative peace.
I feel that in the world today, there's too much concentration on the gloomy side of life, so that we tend to underestimate our blessings. But I think we can at least feel thankful that in spite of everything, our children and grandchildren are growing up in a more or less peaceful world.
Meanwhile, the Pope has delivered his Christmas message to tens of thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square. From Rome, Chris Mann.
Pope John Paul said his thoughts this Christmas are especially with the starving peoples of Ethiopia and other famine areas. He said their sufferings at the hands of this scourge were tragically real and concrete. But the Pope told the crowd he'd been consoled by the charitable efforts being made around the world to help those in need. He said he rejoiced at these signs of renewed sensitivity by the people of the world, both citizens and leaders. Chris Mann, IRN, St. Peter's Square in Rome.
As the famine continues in Ethiopia, relief workers are trying to bring a little festive joy to the starving millions. Among the extra helpers who've arrived for Christmas is Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Meanwhile, in Britain, the Band-Aid record of Ethiopia has now raised nearly £4 million. Peter Kimber reports.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
the first cash from the record should reach the famine relief charities early in the new year. They'll use it to buy food for an estimated 9 million starving Ethiopians. Independent Radio talked to Oxfam workers in Ethiopia this morning, and they say that despite the desperate situation, the local people are celebrating some kind of Christmas.
Independent Radio News.
And the Sunshine Area Weather Check. The rain, which has spread to all parts this morning, will die out this afternoon, giving a sunny afternoon. It will become cold this evening with frost and icy patches on roads. The winds will be moderate, occasionally fresh southerly. Maximum temperature today, 7 degrees centigrade, and the minimum overnight, minus 1 degree centigrade. And the outlook is colder with sunny spells, with sleet or snow on the very high ground. And now the airwaves of Sunshine Radio are handed over to Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna.
Hello, Professor Sir Aloysius Bologna here. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all, wherever you may be. And let's face it, we've all got to be somewhere. At the moment, I'm sat in my favorite armchair in the drawing room, sipping a glass of vintage port in front of a roaring log fire. We've just finished Christmas dinner here at Bologna Grange, and as a special treat this afternoon, I've linked up with Sunshine Radio so that I can regale you with some favorite music, a selection of vintage wireless that I'm intending to entertain you with, music that I find heavenly. Instantly recognizable, the tune associated with the man whose music is the subject of this program, Alton Glenn Miller. All the valves in my vintage wireless set are well warmed up now and glowing nicely. All the better for tuning back in time and enjoying something of the atmosphere of how wireless used to be in the days of Glenn Miller.
Mid spotlights and celebrities, the Glen Island Casino opens its 1939 season. Let's listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight there comes music from beside the waters of Long Island Sound. NBC's microphones are present at Glenn Miller's smart opening in the Glen Island Casino, mecca of music for moderns, just off the Shore Road in New Rochelle, New York. Now may we proffer our invitation to dance to the music of one of America's foremost swing trombonists and ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
Folks, if smooth music with a little jump in it is your fancy, we got one coming up that's specially designed for your listening pleasure. The String of Pearls. It's written by one of our arrangers, Jerry Gray. It's one of our latest recordings, and I think you'd enjoy listening for Bobby Hackett's cornet later on in the piece. Thank you.
Now, I should like to have you meet the gentleman who pilots this here and now band, Glenn Miller.
Thank you. You? Good evening, everyone. May I say that it's a great pleasure to be back on the air again, and particularly from Glen Isle Casino, one of the most beautiful spots that we've ever had the pleasure of playing in. We'll not take up much more of the program with talking now. I'll turn it back to you, James, and he'll tell you about the next number.
Thanks a lot, Glenn, and may your stay be a long and extended one. At approximately 11:45 Eastern Daylight Standard Confusing Time, Glenn Miller provides mood music for early rising Londoners. Sunrise Serenade.
Or 60,000 nephews of our Uncle Sam, Ray, and the Modern Air sing your favorite, Elmer's Tomb. Thank you.
the stars always winking and blinking above. What makes a fella start thinking of falling in love?
It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon. It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Singing, swinging, the baker and the man on the street,
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon,
all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune.
That was Ray and the Modernaires and the community sing on Elmer's tune. Melancholy Baby. A grand old timer, and Tex Beneke sings it in old time rough style.
Come to me, my melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. So smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Everybody's waiting for tomorrow's Rose Bowl game, and you Blue Devils better be in the mood.
The purpose of this pleasant visit is to notify you and all of your friends that your band has been voted America's number one band on my last make-believe ballroom poll. You gathered for yourself over twice as many votes as your nearest competitor, and you've given us a host of swell arrangements of songs, old and new, ranging all the way from Danny Boy to Tuxedo Junction. Congratulations, Glenn, and on behalf of the make-believe ballroom and its listeners, here is a bronze plaque, and it's presented with our best wishes to you, Glenn Miller, America's number one dance band.
Thank you, Martin, and thanks to all of our make-believe ballroom friends. And while we're on the subject, here's Tuxedo Junction.
Present Mr. W. Wallace Early, the manager of record sales for Victor and Bluebird Records. Mr. Early.
Thanks, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. And speaking for RCA Victor, we're mighty proud of that Chattanooga choo-choo and the man who made the record, Glenn Miller. You see, it's been a long time, 15 years, in fact, since any record has sold 1 million copies. And Chattanooga Choo Choo certainly put on steam and breezed right through that 1 million mark by over 200,000 pressings. And we decided that Glenn should get a trophy. The best one we could think of was a gold record of Chattanooga. And now, Glenn, it's yours with the best wishes of RCA Victor Bluebird Records.
Well, thank you, Wally. That's really a wonderful present.
I think everyone listening in on the radio should know, Glenn, it actually is a recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, but it's in gold, solid gold, and it's really fine.
That's right, Paul. And now for the boys in the band and for the whole gang, thanks 1,200,000.
That's nicely put, Glenn. And I know that our sponsors are mighty proud of that record, too. So now, suppose we enjoy you and the boys playing what's on that gold record. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Little Brown Jug.